What's the first thing you think about when you go to a place? You know, what's the first thing you notice? Well, I'm going to ask John Tanam, what's the first thing you noticed when you came to this place?
I'm just looking at this amazing poster pool as you come into Nando's. It says, Mighty. And like when you're really hungry like I am and you read something that says Mighty and it shows you a plate with a huge big plate full of peri peri chicken and chips for €9.65.
Is it irresistible?
I've got to go dash off and make the order. So I'm going to leave the rest of the booth to you.
All right. We've come to Nando's for lunch. And the point about this audio boo is really that I'm with Jonathan Am, who has worked in branding for longer than I can think about. And I'm very interested to find out and discuss with him what he actually notices, because this place I'm in is very coherently branded, isn't it? This building, this whole... What do you notice here about this place? I've just said that, you know, it's coherent.
Well, I think it's, you know, it's something totally different. It's something that you wouldn't expect in Cork. I mean, it's extremely well designed. I mean, every single element in the space is well thought through. I mean, they've thought about how to maximize the space.
Everything is placed. Everything is exact. I mean, everything has a purpose, including this palm. Including this palm.
The greenery, the lighting.
The logs.
The
lighting.
The arts.
The floorboards.
The floorboards, the smells, the African music.
The pictures on the wall. The whole place. Thank you very much. The recipes, the menus, the statues, there's art. On the wall here, there is something that says the legend of Barcelos Cockerel. This tale dates back to the 14th century, and like all legends, so there's a story, right? Up on the wall, there's a story with a cock at the bottom, a cockerel. Now, do you know anything about the background to this? Is this South African, this story about this cockerel?
That's not strictly South African. That's the Portuguese story that Nando's would have crafted with their South African brand. So Nando's was founded by a Portuguese immigrant to South Africa, and the speciality within South Africa would have obviously been Portuguese food, chicken. So that's the origin of the brand started in 1989 in South Africa.
So they use the history of the Portuguese emigrant who came to South Africa as part of the central platform for the brand.
I think in a South African context, like Portuguese flame grilled chicken would have been a unique proposition in a South African space. And I think that's what's been interesting with Nando's going global, is that in a way it sticks to its Portugueseness. It doesn't necessarily overtly talk about its South Africanness. But if you look around, if you look at the you got lots of South African art on the walls, I think the menu selection is quite diverse, quite experimental, quite exotic in its flavors. And a lot of that is a South African.
Is South African food like that? Is it diverse and a mix? Because it's a hugely mixed place, isn't it?
So I think with all the different nationalities in South Africa, you've got 12 different language groups, you have loads of different immigrants. So it's very, very culturally diverse, very experimental in terms of food. And interesting, like even corn on the cob, which you'd call a mealie in South Africa, which is the corn. Now that's something uniquely South African, and you can see it's, you know, very popular here in Ireland. So,
and that word mighty that was on the front, is that got any connection with South Africa? I mean, it's a big lettering, it hits you straight in the face, it's a mighty meal and I've got a mighty hunger on, but is there anything about the word mighty? Would anybody use it there?
No, I don't think it's uniquely South African, but I think it's intrinsic to the Nando's brand. I think it's Nando's always tries to, you know, push the boat out. It tries to be a little bit provocative. It's, you know, it's very, very emotive in terms of the way that it advertises. I mean, it would be great to see some of Nando's advertisements actually launched in Ireland. I think if Irish people could see the sense of playfulness and fun that South Africans have seen. Maybe they'd have a slightly different perception and perspective of Nando's. So
we're talking about a company that has got a brand which has got a big personality. I mean, it's right in your face. I mean, how would you characterize the personality of Nando's if you had three words to give, to sort of summarize Nando's? What three words would you pick?
I'd say spicy. I'd say provocative and tasty. I mean, it's all designed to hit your taste buds, whether it's the food or the way that they advertise.
I mean, that's adventure, isn't it? So it's definitely an adventurous brand, right? It is. The whole thing is adventurous, right?
What's very interesting in a South African context, what Nando's have done very successfully is that they've brailed all the social issues. So their advertising is not about a chicken at a price of X. They've moved beyond the functional advertising of the product to really taking on some of South Africa's political issues and bringing those political issues into the advertising. So every one of their adverts is provocative. A lot of their advertising has to be pulled, but there's tremendous PR that's generated around issues that the society is facing that are then almost morphed into an advertising campaign around that idea.
So Nando's is, in that sense, very relevant to social change, social movement, the big issues that people are confronting in the rest of their lives. And do they avoid basically trying to trade on the back of, we've got two chickens for the price of one or something?
Well, I think they understand what the hot button issues are. They understand what's culturally sensitive, let's say, or socially sensitive at a particular point in time, and they capitalize on it. They actually engage in the conversation around that issue and put their own slant on it in a very provocative way. And that gets people talking, that fuels the issue, and Nando's as a brand, as a corporate citizen, actually starts to engage in that debate, which is very interesting to see how it then gets taken up, because people will tell other people, wow, did you see the Nando's ad that did X, Y, Z? And it just propagates word of mouth.
Are these billboard ads, or do they put their ads out on Facebook and in South Africa? How do they do it?
Could be anything. I think recently, even when, or last year or the year before, when Libya was invaded, they did a very interesting television campaign, which was called The Last Dictators. And it had a very humorous take on the fall of the dictators, including Gaddafi, including South Africa's own P.W. Botha, including Robert Mugabe from Zimbabwe. So it was a fascinating kind of poke at dictators and kind of contextualizing that in terms of chicken. It was very, very good.
Who's behind Nando's? Who's the genius then? Built up Nando's and got it going? I mean, is it one person or is it a whole team of people?
Well, I think it's a team of people. I think in the UK there's a guy called Robert Entoven, and there's another guy called Robbie Brosen. So the two Robbies have been instrumental in taking Nando's from South Africa into a global brand.
And they're here in Mahon Point in Cork, in Ireland, right?
Point.
The only place they have currently in Cork.
Absolutely.
That there are rumours, I'm not sure if they're public rumours, that there might be another Nando's at some stage in the next decade. Who knows?
We certainly hope so. I think they've just opened two new branches up in Dublin, which is exciting, and that was in the last 4 months. And I think they've got one up in Belfast, and about 270 in the UK. So it's exciting to see a South African brand, very humble beginnings, becoming a global franchise.
Really? Was it a humble beginning? Was it literally one place?
One single owner created place that was very, very successful, and I think was subsequently bought out and turned into a franchise model.
We're talking over what kind of period? How many years? 25 years or something?
Yeah, so sort of, I think the first one was around in the late 1980s in Johannesburg in South Africa. So that's what, 30 years?
Yeah. And it's your favorite place, Jonathan Arm, is it not?
Absolutely, Paul, bar none. I think I love the flame grilled chicken. I love the peri peri flavor. So I'm looking forward to enjoying a meal with you.
Yeah, okay. You can now relax.
You can now relax.
You can now relax. You can now order. Okay. Okay, thanks a million. This is Nando's. We'll put the details of their website on in the notes, and I'll get the spelling of those guys' names from you as well, okay? Okay.
What are you having?